A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and here's another of the top reasons to listen to the Top 5 Things podcast. Reason number 22, it's the only place you can talk about the tarantiraffe, that mythical combination of a tarantula and a giraffe. While originally considered horrifying and menacing, the tarantiraffe in time revealed itself to be actually quite docile and friendly. Speaking of docile and friendly mascots, come to see the River Bandits. Meet Rascal, our docile and friendly mascot. He's not quite as friendly as the tarantiraffe, but he is around and available for all home games, and kids love him. And now, enjoy today's podcast. You'll love it.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for having us on. Thanks for subscribing, downloading. And now, the hardest part, the listening. Tom Petty said that to me once. He said, Dave, the listening is the hardest part.
And then he said, get away from me.
And he said, I might have something. I don't feel good. And he took a nap, and well, that was the end of that.
We're in the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studios.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But to be more exact...
Hello there!
We are back in the bunker.
We are in our subterranean location, yes.
Underneath the bunker is where we are.
I shall hide, and you shall hide, and we shall hide together here.
And look how your beard is cascading.
You like this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wonder if you... It'd be very interesting if
I've got this weird thing now where the chin, it's going a different... It's like it's doing like a tornado thing.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's all natural.
It's good.
No product, no filter on this.
I wouldn't think that there's any problem with you using any sort of product if you'd like.
No. When I go to the championships, though, I'm going to be competing as in the ungroomed category. So that's kind of why I got this mountain man thing.
But that
going
doesn't
on.
Mean that you can't use like a shampoo conditioner in it, right?
No, I do.
A beard oil.
There's like a pomade. They call it beard butter that mm-hmm. I use. I use that from time to time if I needed to kind of behave itself. But otherwise, I just let my freak flag fly.
A healthy handful of Afro Sheen is what I have in there.
Yeah, I use a product called Dark and Lovely. And it's really,
it's got Jimmy Walker on it, so yeah. It's got to be good.
Yeah, it's been on the shelf for a while, but...
Wouldn't it be something if you could... Now, this would bring you the championship in no time.
Mm-hmm.
If you could somehow convince your beard on demand to kind of like quill up, make it move, like all of a sudden mm-hmm. to just porcupine it.
That would be a good trick.
Look at this.
That would get me...
How'd you do that?
Well, you know what I could do is... I've given this some thought. When I compete in nationals in November, I could keep like a battery in my pocket and then find a way to ground
electrocute
myself
yourself.
And just kind of give myself enough of a shock that it just goes, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, watch out. It's protective. It's
ladies and gentlemen.
Whenever a predator strikes, I do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the stage, the Electric Horseman.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Yeah.
Or you could pass yourself off as the Electric Norseman.
I am looking forward to the Beard National Championships in November. One, because I think it's going to be a great time. Two.
What could you win?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I'll win anything. It's an honor just to compete.
No, I understand that. But if you were to win, what could you win?
I don't know. I think they get like a basket full of products.
A basket of fruits.
I don't know what you win.
I was just wondering.
It's never occurred to me what the end game would be.
But let's say you win a medal.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be great?
Would you... Now, not a medal, mm-hmm. not a medal that you hang around your neck, but a medal that you pin to something. Now, would you start wearing that medal?
I'd have to.
You'd have to go get a jacket.
Well, if it was a medal I won, I'd wear it like, look at me, I'm the Viscount of facial hair.
Yeah.
Dig me, I think I would. Make sure I don't want it falling in the soup now, everybody. I'm going to put it here on the table while we eat. Everyone know this.
Everyone take a look at it.
Have you seen this medal I won? It's a national award. I'm looking forward to the fun of competing, and I'm also looking forward to coming home and getting rid of this thing.
Really?
Yeah, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
I mean, at that point, it's going to be wintertime.
Yeah.
You might as well take it at least to spring.
Well, it could be if I...
Pitchers and catchers report?
If I can take this thing to March, then I'll have what we call in the game a yeard.
Yes.
That's a beard for a year. Yeah. A yeard. So maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
I mean, I've got a yeard, but I haven't been... I haven't let it just completely go like
I was
you.
Thinking I'd get cleaned up for pictures for the Christmas card, but it occurs to me that She's probably going to use the pictures.
Papa, eat.
She probably was going to use the pictures we took when we were in Yellowstone for the Christmas card this year.
They could just call it a year without Dave. Here's the 2019 Christmas special.
A year without Dave. Yeah, it's possible.
It's not meaning that you didn't spend the year with them. It just you didn't make the card this year.
No, just
that's kind of a strange choice to leave him out.
Why wasn't he involved? That's weird.
Now it's just getting sad.
Hey, we have a follow up story to something we talked about on a earlier.
I think I know what it is.
Show. Remember that story about the quarterback that had the cocaine on his car, and they did a field test.
Yeah.
And he said, no, that's not cocaine.
It's bird poop.
It's bird poop.
And it turns out he was right.
It was bird poop. So there's a bigger question there. What are the birds doing in that part of the country? Although, of all the animals.
Never landing, apparently.
I mean, birds are the most coked up animals, aren't they?
You would have to be.
Police mistake bird poop for cocaine and arrest this star quarterback there at Georgia Southern. This happened at the end of July. He was pulled over. Officers noticed white splotches on the hood of his Dodge Charger. And he said, no, that's bird poop. I tried to wash it off earlier today. And they put him in the back of the squad. They tested the bird poop, and it came back positive for cocaine. He said, I swear
to
God.
Boy, I would imagine at that point, when you know it's bird poop,
And
it comes back positive for cocaine, you got to be thinking at that point, this is a bit of a setup.
Well, you remember part of the story was he didn't stop where they wanted to pull him over. He wanted to go into a town because he's an African-American athlete.
Yeah, let's go.
And he's thinking, I would feel better if we did this where people could see what's going on.
Sure.
So he was already pretty suspicious. And, you know, you could argue rightfully so.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
And then he says, no, that's he's got bird crap on his car. They tested it, and they go, this isn't bird crap. You know, I think we presented it here on the podcast. Like, of course he's doing cocaine, but... You can't do cocaine and be in college football these days, can you? Don't they test you pretty regularly for that stuff?
I don't know.
Although maybe, you know, it is summer. I don't know how that works. We're just a couple weeks away from college season kicking off here.
As a matter of fact, teams are reporting today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm looking
for... I mean, I think your Division I schools have already
reported,
but your other schools, I think today's the day.
Georgia Southern Athletic Director announced the team was elated to get the news that the quarterback has been reinstated. Now, he's still going to have to pay for the speeding ticket, because that's where they're going to pull him... wanted to pull him over in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I would argue they should give him a pass on the speeding ticket, because you put his name in the national papers as being a cokehead.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the right thing to do be like, we're going to throw out the speeding ticket. This one's on us. Maybe he gets some lawyers involved. Because you could argue, has his stock fallen now? Is a possible draft pick, you know?
Or turn your attention to those birds.
Find out why all the birds in Georgia are coked up out of their minds.
There's your story.
Yeah, you know.
There's your collar.
You know the birds in Georgia that love to do cocaine? Chris Robinson, that's one. Look at him. I'm looking at you, Chris Robinson. You did some stuff.
Is he doing anything anymore?
Yeah, he's in a Black Crowes cover band.
Huh.
I think Rich Robinson's in another Black Crowes cover band.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're both in Black Crowes
cover
bands.
They're dedications to the band. Tributes. Not a tribute, a dedication.
Yes. Yeah. I would go see, if it were me, I would see the Chris Robinson cover band rather than the Rich Robinson cover band. But the Rich Robinson cover band has all the Black Crowes in it, other than, you know, the lead vocalist.
Right.
At some point, they'll have to hammer something out and get back together, right?
Either way. I'm fine either way.
Yeah. They're great live. They're also terrible live. I've had bad experiences with the Crowes.
Yeah,
right? You want to get into the top five things?
Sure, let's do it.
The Dave and Darren Podcast. Only on Nacho Radio.
The podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. In the village of East Davenport, they are back as a sponsor, so we love having them back. Coming up this Saturday, as a matter of fact, the 17th of August, from 3 till 6, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is going to be participating in the village of East Davenport's 10th annual wine walk. So Stroll through the village and sample wine with a $25 donation to Gilda's Club. So sip, sip, hooray for Gilda's. And then in a couple weeks' time, August 29th, 30th, and 31st, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is going to be having a three-day estate jewelry event. Mm. They're going to have it for 3 days only, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. An extensive collection of previously enjoyed jewelry, unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, priced to sell, true vintage, bridal, fashion, diamonds, gemstones, gold, platinum, earrings, necklaces, rings, bracelets. Don't miss out. Again, it's a three-day estate jewelry event, and it's happening August 29th, the 30th, and 31st at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. As always, shop local, shop small. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the wow factor on 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, coming up on Saturday, October 12th. It's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's Bread Nugget Eating Contest, and live music from Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy. It's happening at Oscars Pub. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub, Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast is originating here in the bunker. It is also known as the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. It's absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com or call 563-284-2331. If you're there for lunch or dinner, figure out what your favorite sandwich is. And then order a medium, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll pay for a small one.
Got a couple of texts I wanted to share with you here on the Oscars.
Oh, text joy!
Line at 470-23-NACHO. You can send us your...
Oh, joy! Look at all this fan mail!
Does Matthew Sweet still have his Ren and Stimpy tattoo? I suppose he does.
Matthew Sweet had a Ren and Stimpy tattoo?
It might have actually just been a Ren tattoo.
Stimpy knows what
I mean,
he did.
I never saw it.
How do you know this?
I heard about it somehow.
Matthew Sweet has a Ren and Stimpy tattoo.
Well, it could be just Ren.
Interesting. Interesting. That of the two, I would... Well, yeah, I would probably put... I'm probably more of a Stimpy guy.
Are you?
Yeah, if I have to pick. Let's see. It says...
See, now I've got a pup at home, a Maggie. We call her Margaret Hoick because she's certainly got some Hoick
blood in
it. She's
got a Ren quality,
yeah,
for sure.
She really does.
It says, now that you've seen Gremlins, you should definitely seek out Gremlins 2. In my opinion, it's one of the rare sequels that are better than the original.
Uh-huh.
It's very meta, and I think the humor is right up your alley. Yeah, I've seen the Hulk Hogan part of it, but I haven't seen the rest of it. So yeah, I'll give that a chance, I suppose.
Why not? Turn it into a festival.
Mm-hmm. The Gremlins Film Festival.
That's why they left him out of the Christmas card. It's not that we left him out. He was just too busy putting on the Gremlins Film Festival.
Yeah. Merry Christmas from the Lavoras. And then in parentheses, it's just Dave's watching Gremlins somewhere. Here's one. This is another one from the 563 area code. It says, "Hey, guys. I have enjoyed your shows from all the way back in the early FM days. I hate to say it, but I had my job sold out from under me recently. After 34 years in one job, I now get to be the newbie again and go out on interviews. Until I get some income rolling in,
yeah.
I need to drop my patronage to $3 a month.
I get it.
Sorry, guys. You don't know it, but you have seen me through some tough days. Thanks, and don't stop cracking yourselves up. I enjoy the ride."
I'd never do that.
I originally read this and thought, well, of course you shouldn't be a patron if you're unemployed.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
He's saying,
whoa, 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 whoa.
I gotta roll it back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's, yes. Let him do what he wants to do. You don't need, just quiet. He's happy with $3.
Okay, well, that's great.
You know.
Whatever you need to do is what you need to do. You can always
listen
to...
But we understand.
You don't have to be a patron to enjoy the show. That said, we are doing a patron show tomorrow.
Yes, that's true.
Just
so he will have access.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support, and let us know if there's anything we can do to help you with the...
Within reason.
Well, with whatever we can do. Whatever is reasonable for him to expect us to do, we will do. Because we've been in this situation.
Yes.
Where... You have something, and then it's taken away from you because people make bad decisions.
I get it.
But it all worked out for the best.
I know. I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Number one.
Number one on our top five things. I have the answer to where you're going to go swimming this summer.
Ah.
And not a moment too late.
I'm trying to think. Have I gone swimming? Have I swam?
When's the last time you went swimming?
Oh, I did.
This summer?
I did go swimming this summer.
When you went and saw ELO in Chicago, did you bring trunks?
No, that was an Airbnb.
Were you? You were.
They did have one of the rules was stay out of the tub. You know, splash.
Look at me, everybody! I'm in the tub.
Look at me! I'm vacationing.
You might think about spending your summer in Barcelona, Spain.
Okay,
España.
92 Olympics, right?
Yes, the 1992 Summer Games. No, 88.
No, 88 was Seoul.
92 was Barcelona?
Yes, 96 Atlanta.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I remember riding my bike in high school thinking I was going to maybe have a chance for Barcelona.
Yeah, okay, you were thinking about Barcelona.
Was I training for the 92 Games in Barcelona?
You were thinking about Barcelona.
92. So it went. It goes L.A., Seoul, Barcelona, and then Atlanta.
Yeah.
All right. I'll concede you at this point. Anyway, the city has decided now in Barcelona it's okay for women to bathe topless in all of the city run pools.
Some women.
Authorities have confirmed there were complaints that.
See,
some...
now that's what I'm going to need my lifeguard chair for. Put your top back on. Hey, you. Land walrus, put your top back on.
Well, yeah,
no one needs
that. This is one of the absolute crucial rules of a clothing optional swimming situations is it's never the people that you wish weren't wearing clothing.
That's true.
But there was a group there that had a complaint. There were some inconsistencies in the rules governing topless bathing.
There should be
topless bathing at certain pools there in Barcelona. Several municipal pools had rules that restricted women's rights to certain areas of the facility, and a spokeswoman for the Barcelona City Council says there's no written rule governing what people can wear at the municipal pools there, but discrimination on gender is prohibited. So now, this is, you know, Barcelona's the second largest city in all of Spain, and topless bathing is not exactly new there.
I wonder how many people...
Very European.
I wonder how many people... That go to nude. I mean, if you go to a nude beach, you can get nude, right?
Well, but see, nude beach is a concept that's a uniquely American concept. A lot of beaches around the world, people just don't wear tops
Okay, so that's not entirely a nude beach,
right?
What I'm wondering is, how many people at a nude beach where you can be completely nude, decide to wear a top but no pants.
That's an interesting look.
I'm talking about guys and gals.
You're just walking around with a shirt but no pants on.
This is liberating.
Oh, look at me. Well,
I can't take on this much sun.
It's all that UV protection built into the shirt.
But I'm going to take my pants off. It makes me feel that much more perverted.
Right. Welcome to the bottomless beach. We insist you wear a top.
You must wear a top.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
I don't know. It's just two. It's the way I roll.
It's a comfort issue. It's not about fashion, darlings. I just got to let my...
I can't take on that much sun.
Story here of a woman who was temporarily blinded by an allergy to hair dye. You hate when that happens.
Temporarily, though.
Yeah. She spent 5 days in the hospital.
Oh, boy.
Because of a chemical that's commonly found in hair dye. 24 years old. She says she'll never dye her hair again. Probably a good idea. This young woman temporarily blinded when an allergic reaction to hair dye caused her face to balloon to triple its size.
I've been seeing more and more. I don't know if this is a trend. It seems to me I've been seeing more and more older people. Dyeing their hair playful colors.
You really? So yeah. Like baby boomers with pink hair?
Yes.
Hmm.
Although I've always wanted to take a little bit of a tint of that lavender on.
Do it! For me, will you do that? I'd love to see you walking around with lavender hair, but
well, very
not a
subtle.
Lot.
Very
not
subtle.
Just a whiff.
Mm-hmm.
A whiff.
Just a suggestion.
This 25-year-old wanted to look her best, and she told the hairdresser that she was allergic to this paraphenylenediamine. She said, please, if you're going to dye my hair, make sure you're not using it. Anything that's got the... And she said, don't worry about it. I got this. And the stylist went ahead and...
Almost killed her.
Yeah. Her face ballooned to 3 times its normal size. Eyes swelled
shut. Can you imagine
shot.
Now, that seems awfully big.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine my face being 3 times the size it is?
No.
I mean, it'd be like a cage ball.
Yes. It'd be like a butterball turkey. Bigger than that, even. No thanks. So, now you got that to worry about.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We will have a patron-only podcast tomorrow. So get signed up. The podcast.
Get some.
Get it. The podcast, if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub each and every day from Monday through Friday, 2 till 6, $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, Homemade Stuffing, Mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Nice. Number, where are we at? Number three?
Three.
All right. This next one's going to...
Number three.
Three.
Three. Three.
Get comfortable for this next one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just get yourself in a place where you're nice and comfortable. Doctors in New York say, this is in the Bronx, they've discovered a man with an exceedingly rare condition. His penis is turning into bone. Literally, his penis is turning into a 60. This is a 63-year-old man who suffered a fall onto pavement.
I'm a shell of the man I used to be.
Yeah. Went to the hospital and said he had knee pain. You understand this whole falling down routine that you're doing? You need to knock it off because this is...
I'm not doing it intentionally.
No thanks. 60 years old, so he falls down, scrapes, he goes to the doctor, says he's got knee pain.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
He's walking on the sidewalk with his cane, he falls onto his butt, starts to have knee pain. This is according to the medical journal Urology Case Reports. They do an x-ray on the 63-year-old man's pelvis to make sure he didn't hurt his hip as well, mm-hmm. And that's when they discovered what happened. An extensive plaque-like calcification along the expected distribution of the penis was evident. He has an extremely rare case of what they call ossification, that is an abnormal formation of bone.
So really,
a rare condition. His wiener is turning into a bone. They say this has only happened a handful of times.
Is this part of evolution where...
I hope not.
As a result of falling down so much that now he's... Here's something else for you to fall down on.
Jeez, can you imagine?
More kickstand now than penis.
No thanks. Penis turning into bone.
Yeah, I need it to be more pliable than that.
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone does, Darren.
All the neighborhood dogs are very interested in you now, all of a sudden. Can't even go out and get your mail, and whole pack of dogs is sniffing you.
Gave her a bone of his own. Hey!
Four.
That's terrible.
What's worse is I'm a mailman.
Right. And meanwhile, this guy's like, yeah, I know about my bone penis. Can you do something about my hip? I heard of that when I was walking.
I'm aware of the bone penis thing. I've come to terms with that.
Yeah, no, what are you going to do?
What can be done?
How about this? Beachwalker's dogs peed on $3 million worth of cocaine that washed up on the beach. Woman was part of a group that discovered $3 million worth of cocaine. Says her dogs urinated on the drugs.
I don't think that would wipe out all of the cocaine.
19 sand-coated bags of cocaine washed up on the beach at 4:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday.
Well, I mean,
police estimate the drugs had a street value of $3 million.
Yes, but if it could survive that,
yeah,
then it could certainly survive dog pee. I mean, it has to be wrapped up in such a way that it survives.
Right.
Otherwise, there's no cocaine there either.
The drugs were wrapped in blue packages inside a netted bag. They called the cops, officers did a test, and confirmed that it was, in fact, $3 million worth of cocaine. In the meantime, the dog did what they tend to do when they find strange things, she said.
Peed on it.
They peed on the $3 million worth of coke. So is that like to say, like, this is our coke? Nobody get any ideas. This is our coke.
If she was,
finders keepers.
If she was still with us, Emma Jean Coca would still have snorted that cocaine.
Five.
Number five.
Find me.
Find by me.
I don't have a problem with it.
No.
Meanwhile, in Ohio, they may have accidentally made weed legal, and they didn't mean to.
In Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio lawmakers accidentally legalized marijuana.
Well, get on board.
But this was
how many days do we have left?
This was a mistake. In Illinois? Well, I mean, it'll be January 1st, right?
You know, I'm a native of Illinois.
I was born here. Do I get some sort of deal? So on July 30th, the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, signed Senate Bill 57 into law, which legalizes hemp in Ohio. It gives Ohio farmers a new crop and a new way to make money. Lots of states are doing this. Yes. It makes sense.
Yeah.
The law changes the definition of marijuana to exclude hemp, based on the amount of THC that's in the plant, and that's what gets you high. Now, see, this is the thing. It's the same plant.
Yes.
The THC is what gives marijuana
that
action-packed kick that the young people enjoy so much. Mm-hmm. So a hemp plant has very little of it.
You know, it makes music sound pretty good, Eric Stewart.
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts, not Eric Stewart of 10cc.
Eric Roberts had quit marijuana for 3 days. He was very proud of this. And then Darren tells him, don't you find it makes music sound better?
It really does!
And Eric Roberts goes, oh my god, I forgot about music! You got Academy Award
back on the
nominated
pot.
Actor Eric Roberts back on pot. Guys, I haven't smoked joints. I haven't smoked a joint in 3 days. I'm very proud of myself. Well, aren't you thinking?
Well, then he starts talking about music, and I'm like, don't you find that the music's so much better? Oh, wait a minute!
Oh my god, I forgot about that! Yeah, so if you have a THC level of 0.3% or less, hemp is legal. If it's over 0.3%, then that's illegal. The problem is, there's no way to distinguish between hemp and marijuana. You can't do that unless you do some sort of crime analysis. And crime labs in Ohio can detect if there's THC, but they cannot detect the amount of THC.
I would say, welcome aboard, Ohio.
So the testing requirements have not been fixed, and what they've accidentally done, these lawmakers in Ohio, then, is make all of it legal. At one point, somebody says, they're talking to like the chief of police for Columbus, and he's telling these lawmakers, you guys legalized marijuana for a time being. And they're like, what? You accidentally legalized marijuana. And the executive director of the Ohio prosecuting attorneys also agrees. Yeah, we accidentally legalized marijuana in Ohio, at least for a time. So they're going to...
No take-backsies.
You're right.
Everyone knows that.
But isn't that nuts? They accidentally legalized it, which is, you know... I don't think anybody.
Well, they got something done.
Those are your top five things.
The top five things. Is it? Was that five?
It sure was.
Oh, boy. That went fast.
Lightning round today.
If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. It's there for you 24/7. Coming up again on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy, and so much more. More details are coming. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscar's Pub, where they have a happy hour each and every weekday or work week, Monday through Friday, 2 till 6, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, whatever the occasion, because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. You're going to absolutely love them. They're open 7 days a week when you're there. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Right on. Story here of an ice cream factory that has decided to make mayonnaise-flavored ice cream.
No, I'm a fan of the condiment, but it does that. We don't need that.
New ice cream flavor. People in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania are going nuts for it. This is happening over at the Urban Churn.
Although I suppose if it was just in there, not necessarily for the flavor, but just to make it maybe even creamier?
The owner there created mayonnaise ice cream, and he says he can't keep it on the shelves. The mayonnaise ice cream tastes like a really heavy premium vanilla, is what they're saying.
Okay, so there you go. So it's not tasting like mayonnaise.
This guy also does flavors like cream corn ice cream, and during the holidays he offers pork and sauerkraut ice cream.
I'd be interested in that.
If you're into that sort of thing, you can enjoy that. Finally, one last story before we go, and this one comes to us from
Florida.
Florida man reports a handgun was stolen during an orgy at his house. Listen.
Did he have the holster on?
They say they're not likely to solve this one. Florida homeowner says someone stole a 9mm Glock handgun from his bedroom during a weekend sex party.
Well, the biggest problem with that is there are so much more than fingerprints on that gun. There are a variety of different types of prints on the gun.
The Volusia
I don't even know what we're dusting for here.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says that the homeowner could not give detectives the names of the suspects because the 20 people that came to his house for the orgy. The 20 people
who came
to the orgy at his house, they were all wearing masks.
Well,
he says the handgun was on a bedroom nightstand during the party.
Even if they have a mask on, aren't you still inviting? Or was it an open air or free range orgy?
The homeowner said the party was advertised on social media and guests were encouraged to bring friends and to use fictitious names or no name at all. He said he probably only knew about 5 of the guests that entered the home that weekend. This is a bad idea all around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way to really dust for this.
No. And what this print is not a fingerprint.
No. No, it's certainly not.
It's familiar looking.
But it's
not a finger.
So somebody stole my handgun. Okay, well, who's at your house? I like 20 or so people. Great, we're going to need some names. Oh, I don't know any of them, and they were all wearing masks.
Then why even bring it up?
It's a great question. That is going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We are back tomorrow with a patron-only podcast.
Just for the patrons. So if you're not a patron, now's a good time to go to nachoradio.com. And
become one, because we have the specialty programming that you'll have access to. And if you become a patron, you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done.
And if you lose your job and you need to suspend the patron stuff, that's okay.
Well, yes, but having said that,
we appreciate your support.
With all those podcasts, it certainly gives you something to do.
You'll never have the kind of time that you have now to listen to all of our shows. Right. That's true.
So you, it gives you something to do before the next job begins.
And if you need us as a reference, we're here for you.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be funny. Like I've been in this guy's shoes, and you have too. So or girl, I don't know the gender of the text.
We will not comment on what sort of job you did. We will just acknowledge that you did in fact work for Nacho Radio.
Yeah, we're happy. If anyone needs to put Nacho Radio on their resume,
we will do.
If you think it will help, we'll go along
with
it.
Yes, and when they call, we can say is yes, they were an employee.
Yes. Yes, I can confirm that he worked here.
Yes, he worked here.
Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.